You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We're driving around Michigan a little faster this summer. It's the result of a package of bills signed earlier this year by Governor Snyder. Speed limits are increasing to 65 miles an hour on 900 miles of non-freeways around the state, while on 600 miles of freeways, speed limits going up to 75. Jeff Cranson with the Michigan Department of Transportation is here now. Jeff, just why did the state legislature decide to increase speed limits?
So this has been in the works for a long time. Some legislators, I think they felt like largely people are going that fast anyway, and they have a philosophy that some people in traffic operations do, especially some people that look at these things closely, that it's actually less safe if you create an incredible differential where most of the traffic is traveling at a certain speed and others are not. That's where you hear the discussion about the 85th percentile, which is widely misperceived. I think everybody hears that and thinks, well, 85% of the traffic is going this speed. What that actually means is nobody is exceeding that, or only 15% are exceeding that. So 85% of the traffic is going that speed or less. But from looking at that data and lots of studies and lots of discussions and lots of compromise with MDOT and the Michigan State Police working very closely, they agreed that it would be worth trying going from 70 to 75 on some rural freeways. Very predictable. You would have guessed without even hearing probably what they would be, and those are 127, 131, I-75, all north of the population centers.
Sure, that makes sense.
And so far, they have not tracked it. In fact, I checked with the state police to see if they've done any studies on whether the 85th percentile has changed on those, and so far they don't know that it has. But they also said everybody should keep in mind that the speed limit is a speed limit, and we are doing enforcement at the posted speed limit.
So new signs have gone up with the new limit, but that doesn't mean then you can push it even more.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people think, okay, I set my cruise control at 8 miles over whatever it is now, so if it was 70, I'm going 78, so if it's 75, I'm going 83. And I think the state police would say, doesn't work that way. There's no understood grace, and if you're going over the speed limit, you could be stopped. So what I'm curious and will be curious to see is, after they do study this, if the people who were driving, say, 75 to 80 on those freeways, 75 up north, 131, 127, if that is what they continue to drive, or if people do decide to push it and go a little faster. So the jury's still out on that.
And this 85th percentile speed tool, that is not just a Michigan thing, right? This is the national standard for setting speed limits?
Well, yeah, and I'd hesitate to say standard, Cynthia. It's definitely a factor. It's one of the criteria, but traffic safety engineers will be quick to say that you've got to look at a lot of other things, and there's a lot in that index, and that includes the trajectory of the road. You know, is it mostly straight? Is it heavily curved? Are there a lot of hills? Traffic volumes? It definitely is a factor on how much traffic there is on any given road. There are people that are hardcore adherents to the 85th percentile and think nothing else should matter, but there are a lot of other people that say that's just one factor.
Now, this package of bills the governor signed last January was not without its detractors. There were people worried about cities and towns along those state roads with the higher limits and schools. What about those?
That concern about the two lanes and the roads, I would say that is a legitimate concern that's going to have to remain to be seen. I mean, so far, some of the two lanes have been posted, and these are all north of US 10. The only two-lane road that has had a speed limit change is M-231, which is the very new Grand Haven bypass in Ottawa County, and that was actually built to freeway standards because the long-term plan is for that to be a four-lane freeway, and so two of those lanes are now serving as the north-south route, but it's limited access, very straight, very flat, so they deemed that safe. But otherwise, all the roads that you're seeing are up north, M-37, M-55, M-115, M-65, M-72, M-77, M-28, east of Marquette. And there are little crossroads towns along there, and I think it's going to depend on enforcement and what police are able to do and the signs and people paying attention. But yeah, that is part of the discussion. You know, you don't want people barreling through your town for safety reasons, and that's a concern. And they've worked out a lot of individual deals with school zones. And I mean, school zones are still going to be posted at lower speeds, and those are going to be heavily enforced. I really think that those people were heard, those lobbies that weighed in on it. And so that's why the legislation really focused on those rural freeways and those rural two lanes where, you know, you're out in the open and it seems safe. But I think everything is going to be looked at and studied very, very closely. And if it turns out that crashes do go up, then you're going to probably see some changes to that. And some people will say, this is what we thought was going to happen. And crashes are up over all the last few years, as you know.
Yes, yes.
And that's because people are driving more. The economy has recovered and fuel is low, and there are a lot more miles driven. We also, you know, just as our automakers do miracle things to make our cars safer, then we find new technology and miracle ways to distract ourselves.
And that comes down to driver behavior, I'm sure, as do voiced concerns that the laws would just get everybody driving faster, including transforming freeways in urban areas like Metro Detroit into something like the MIS track in Brooklyn. But as you say, we're talking rural freeways. You've got to pay attention to these signs because speed limits have not changed on the big city freeways.
That's right. And whether that happens eventually or not remains to be seen. But I'm glad you said driver behavior, because that is the mantra of everybody from law enforcement officials to traffic safety officials. That's why the Associated Press changed their style from accident to crashes and said, let's call them what they are, folks. They're crashes, and that means that they were caused by driver behavior. There are no accidents. And, more than 90% of crashes do relate to driver behavior, and a lot of people don't realize that, you know, and we were kind of taught over the years to say accident as if, you know, it couldn't be avoided, but most can.
You know, it's interesting that you say that because some years ago, earlier in my career, when I had to do traffic reports, I used the word crash, and I had a listener email to scold me mightily for using that word crash, that it's an accident. But you're right. So much of what we just saw an awful fatality on US 23, where a mother and a daughter rear-ended and killed by someone distracted driving. It was not drunk driving, and police say it appeared the driver was texting.
Yeah, see, and you're going to see more of that. I think they have a hard time identifying that as a cause, but they're getting better at it. Mm. And it's every bit the concern that drunk driving has been over the years. And I think that it's good when the police identify that as a cause and let people know. And I think it's going to be, you know, used in driver's education programs and really drilled into our kids. And I mean, that's the whole thing about autonomous vehicles and connected vehicles and what MDOT and MEDC and other state departments are doing, you know, in partnership with the auto industry. Let's face it, the safest way we're going to drive and get around is to take that driver behavior out of the equation. And I think that those things can't happen soon enough. And you really start to understand that when your own kids start to drive.
Yeah, boy, amen to that. And you touched on this at the beginning, Jeff, which just kind of talking about the rationale behind the legislature bumping up the speed limits in some parts of the state, that I think we all have a good idea of the risk of driving too fast. But how about the risks of driving too slow? The person that is deliberately, you know, chugging along at 45 in that right lane of the freeway, or God forbid, the left lane.
Yeah, well, people do crazy things when they're frustrated, and that's when crashes happen, you know, when we're caught in congestion and when we're in a hurry. And that's why the state police do special enforcement on left lane driving. Because of that, you know, it's not just a courtesy, it's a real safety issue. If you're on the phone or distracted yourself for whatever reason, you're just kind of, you know, daydreaming and you're in the left lane and people start to pass on the right, it creates backups, it creates congestion, and it leads to, you know, errant driver behavior. So, yeah, all those things matter. And a lot of the people that I talked about before that are the adherents to the 85th percentile would say that it's unsafe to have too many people driving exactly at the speed limit if more people are driving 5 miles over. And those differentials do create unsafe situations. So, yeah, it's unsafe to drive too fast. It's unsafe to drive too slow. I mean, you're best off to pay attention and go with traffic and not be stubborn, you know, and not get in the left lane and think, hey, you know, I'm going the speed limit so I can just stay here. I mean, that's not only rude, it's unsafe.
Bottom line, has MDOT changed all the signs? I know there are a lot of logistics to making this all happen. Are we on board? And at this point, as we're talking, signs are all up to speed?
All those freeways are changed. They're still working on the two lanes. Several more of those will be complete by Labor Day. The remaining batch of the two lanes will probably be done by mid-November. But all of the four-lane, you know, what you think of as the expressways, basically, you know, the routes that we take to our playground up north, those have all been changed.
Jeff Cranson, Michigan Department of Transportation, thanks so very much.
Thank you, Cynthia.